together in the presence of God to witness and bless the joining together of this man and this woman in holy matrimony. The bond and covenant of marriage was established by God in creation, and our Lord Jesus Christ adorned this manner of life by his presence and first miracle at a wedding in Cana of Galilee. It signifies to us the mystery of the union between Christ and his church. And Holy Scripture commends it be honored among all people. The union of husband and wife in heart, body, and mind is intended by God for their mutual joy, for the help and comfort given to one another in prosperity and adversity, and there, when it is God's will, for the procreation of children, and their nurture and love, knowledge and love of the Lord. Therefore, marriage is not to be entered into unadvisedly or lightly, but reverently, deliberately, and in accordance with the purposes for which it was instituted by God. Into this holy union, Haley Elizabeth Zeller and Timothy Scott Tuller now come to be joined. If any can show just cause why they may not lawfully be married, speak now, or else forever hold your peace. I require and charge you both, here in the presence of God, that if either of you know of any reason why you may not be united in marriage lawfully and in accordance with God's word, you do now confess it. Haley, will you have this man to be your husband, to live together in the covenant of marriage? Will you love him, comfort him, honor and keep him in sickness and in health, and forsaking all others, be faithful to him as long as you both shall live?
I will.
Timothy, will you have this woman to be your wife, to live together in the covenant of marriage? Will you love her, comfort her, honor and keep her in sickness and in health, and forsaking all others, be faithful to her as long as you both shall live?
I will.
This next question is asked of the entire congregation, and you are invited to respond, "We will," to this question. Will all of you, witnessing these promises, do all in your power to uphold these persons in their marriage?
We will.
The Lord be with you.
And also with you.
Let us pray. O gracious and ever-living God, you have created us male and female in your image. Look mercifully upon Timothy and Haley, who come to you seeking your blessing, and assist them with your grace, that with true fidelity and steadfast love, they may honor and keep the promises and vows they made through Jesus Christ, our Savior, who lives and reigns with you in the unity of the Holy Spirit, one God, forever and ever.
Amen.
Let's be seated.
A reading from the book of Jeremiah. These days are surely coming, says the Lord, when I will make a new covenant with the house of Israel and the house of Judah. It will not be like the covenant that I made with their ancestors, when I took them by the hand to bring them out of the land of Egypt, a covenant which they broke, though I was their husband, says the Lord. But this is the covenant that I will make with the house of Israel after these days, says the Lord. I will put my law within them, and I will write it on their hearts, and I will be their God, and they shall be my people. No longer shall they teach one another, or say to each other, Know the Lord. And they shall all know me, from the least of them to the greatest, says the Lord. For I will forgive their iniquity, and remember their sins no more. The word of the Lord.
Thanks be to God.
Of St. John. Then one of the elders addressed me, saying, Who are these, robed in white, and where have they come from? I said to him, Sir, you are the one who knows. Then he said to me, These are they who have come out of the great ordeal. They have washed their robes and made them white with the blood of the Lamb. For this reason they are before the throne of God and worship him day and night within his temple. And the one who is seated on the throne will shelter them. They will hunger no more and thirst no more. The sun will not strike them, not any scorching heat, for the Lamb at the center of the throne will be their shepherd. And he will guide them to springs of the water of life. And God will wipe away every tear from their eyes. The word of the Lord.
Thanks be to God.
Thank you.
Welcome, everyone. What a joyous occasion, and what thanks we extend to you for inviting all of us to be a part of this with you. We gather this day to join in the celebration of the marriage of Haley and Tim, and what that celebration it is. I can't remember the last time I officiated at such a wedding with timpani and cymbals to mark the celebration of such a special occasion. Clearly, the focus of attention is on this bride and this groom. But by simply being here, by witnessing and celebrating with them, they are giving to us a very important gift, a biblical and theological message that is so important for us to hear and to take with us as well. And that is the message of the gospel that they selected and asked to have read at this service. That we love one another. And what better concrete example could we have for that teaching, that commandment, than the image and the example that they give to us this day in what is the true meaning of love. This wedding and its reception is about mutual joy. The joy that brings people together, making no distinction between some and others, between those who have and those who have not. This is a service that celebrates how people come together to love one another. Could there be a better example than a potluck reception for a wedding than inviting everyone to join with them in this special day of their lives? This service literally reminds us now of the unity, as we will say in a moment, the unity that overcomes estrangement. What is it about the world that we live in that causes so much diversity as opposed to unity? Like you, I suspect like some of you at least, I enjoy reading bumper stickers of all things. You know, you can tell a lot about people just by the bumper stickers on their cars. There's one that I see that I kind of covet myself, and it's just numbers, whether it's 26.2 or 13.1, if you're a marathoner or a half marathoner. I know your political persuasion. Some of us still have Obama-Biden. Some may have Romney-Ryan stickers still on our cars. I know, to some extent, in looking at your car, the strength of your marriage. Because when I see the sign, a house divided, and it has the logo of Georgia, of Florida and Florida State, I know what's going on. One of the symbols or stickers that I like is the one, if it's a fish, we know that owner is a Christian. If we see the sign about coexist with the many different symbols of different religions, or if it's a sticker about peace or the environment, I like those because those are the ones that draw us together around a common cause. 20 years ago, I was introduced to a business consultant, a motivational speaker, who talks and teaches about diversity and how in the midst of diversity comes growth and success. Generally, diversity is not well embraced in our culture in many respects and would not necessarily be connected with growth and success in business. One of his teaching points, Joel Barker, is that as humans, we grow through certain stages. And the first stage of all of our lives is one of dependency. No duh. We have to be dependent on our parents, upon our immediate surroundings, in order to simply even survive. And you have seen this. Those of you who have raised children and been around people know that that period of dependency lasts until about adolescence. Because then adolescence has another period. And Barker describes that period as mutualism. Mutualism. And you look around at teenagers, how similar the hairstyles are amongst both boys and girls. What clothing is in trend? How do they group together in school, if you will, like fish, all together? Some people never grow out of that stage of mutualism. But Barker suggests that we need to be reminded of how diversity is part of our world, and that it is only when we're able to move on and embrace diversity, to embrace change, that we will find the formula for success. Now, I share this with you because this bride and this groom are concerned about us. They are concerned about our world. Their statement today of their marriage is about love and the state of the world and the mission of the church, as we hear in the gospel this evening, is about binding people together in love. That is the new commandment, that we love one another. And that's what brings us to this service. There is a lot of diversity in the world. But when you think about it, the gospel is all about getting us out of our comfort zone. The gospel has no understanding of insiders and outsiders. The gospel teaches us that in Jesus' ministry, there was no difference between Jews and Gentiles, slaves or free. The The gospel message of love is not directed to some and reserved for others. The salvation message of God is sent to everyone. The early church struggled with this. And it's interesting that through all the many centuries since the founding of our church, that in many respects our culture still struggles with it today. We need to remember the message of our faith, that the gospel is about unity for all its believers, unity that binds us together by respecting the worth and dignity of everyone by loving them. Our faith calls us to be leaders of that message and to be change elements in our world. Not to be selective, but to be inclusive of everyone. We learn from the scriptures that Jesus is the way, the truth, and the life. And we are commanded to follow in his love of one another. That is the message that this couple wants everyone here to know. They want us to be joined around this commandment. And they want us to be the messengers, to take that out into the world. They're reminding us about it today, and then they are asking us to take it out into the wider world. We join in celebrating their wonderful, marvelous, joyous, loving wedding day. We join with them in celebrating and honoring them on this wonderful day. But it's not a one-way street. We get a lot out of it too. For we are reminded what God truly wants for all people. That we love one another. And quite frankly, I can't wait to see the diversity of what will be offered up at the reception when it comes time for all of us to congratulate you and celebrate socially with you. Amen. Repeating after me. In the name of God.
In the name of God.
I, Timothy.
Take you, Haley.
To be my wife.
To be my wife.
To have and to hold.
To have and to hold.
From this day forward.
From this day forward.
For better, for worse.
For better, for worse.
For richer, for poorer.
For richer, for poorer.
In sickness and in health.
In sickness and in health.
To love and to cherish.
To love and to cherish.
Until we are parted by death.
Until we are parted by death.
This is my solemn vow.
This is my solemn vow.
In the name of God.
In the name of God.
I, Haley. Take you, Timothy. To be my husband.
To be my husband.
To have and to hold.
To have and to hold.
From this day forward.
From this day forward.
For better, for worse.
For better or for worse.
For richer, for poorer.
For richer, for poor.
In sickness and in health.
In sickness and in health.
To love and to cherish.
To love and to cherish.
Until we are parted by death.
Until we are parted by death.
This is my solemn vow.
This is my solemn vow.
Bless, O Lord, this ring to be a sign by which this man and this woman bind themselves to each other through Jesus Christ our Lord. Amen. Haley.
Haley.
I give you this ring.
I give you this ring.
As a symbol of my vow.
As a symbol of my vow.
With all that I am.
With all that I am.
And all that I have.
I
honor you in the name of God.
I honor you in the name of God.
Bless, O Lord, this ring to be a sign of the vows by which this woman and this man will bind themselves to each other through Jesus Christ our Lord. Amen. Timothy. I give you this ring.
I give you this ring.
As a symbol of my vow.
As a symbol of my vow.
And with all that I am.
And with all that I am.
And all that I have.
And all that I have.
I honor you.
I honor you.
In the name of God.
In the name of God.
Now that Haley and Timothy have given themselves to each other by solemn vows, with the joining of hands and the giving and receiving of rings, I pronounce that they are husband and wife in the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. Now face me and join hands. I never tell bride and groom about this. One of the most important vestments that we have as clergy is the clerical stole, which is used at all functions. And at this point in the service, I am tying their hands together in a knot with the stole as I proclaim, those whom God hath joined together, let no one put asunder. Amen.
Please stand as you're comfortably able. Let us pray. Eternal God, creator and preserver of all life, author of salvation and giver of all grace, look with favor upon the world you have made and for which your Son gave his life, especially upon this man and this woman, who you make one flesh in holy matrimony.
Amen.
Give them wisdom and devotion in the ordering of their common life, that each may be to the other a strength in need, a counselor in perplexity, a comfort in sorrow, and a companion in joy.
Amen.
Grant that their wills may be so knit together in your will, and their spirits in your spirit, that they may grow in love and peace with you and one another all the days of their life.
Amen.
Give them grace when they hurt each other to recognize and acknowledge their fault and to seek each other's forgiveness and yours.
Amen.
Make their life together a sign of Christ's love to this sinful and broken world, that unity may overcome estrangement, forgiveness heal guilt, and joy conquer despair.
Amen.
Give them such fulfillment of their mutual affection that they may reach out in love and concern for others.
Amen.
Grant that all married persons who have witnessed these vows may find their lives strengthened, their loyalties confirmed.
Amen.
Grant that the bounds of common humanity by which all your children are united one to another, and the living to the dead, may be so transformed by your grace that your will may be done on earth as it is in heaven. Where, O Father, with your Son and the Holy Spirit, you live and reign in perfect unity, now and forever.
Amen.
By taking time out of your busy lives to be with them on this most joyous occasion. The bride and groom, as well as those of us at Good Shepherd, want you all to know that all baptized Christians are welcome at the altar as we go into the great Thanksgiving. If communion is not part of your personal tradition or piety, I still invite you to come forward for a blessing in the name of God. You may be seated as we continue with the offertory. Walk in love as Christ loved us, and gave himself an offering and sacrifice to God.
Thank you. Thank you. therefore we praise you, joining our voices with angels and archangels and the whole company of heaven, who forever sing this hymn to proclaim the glory of your name.
Holy Spirit.
and may